Garlic, mustard, and purple loosestrife are some of the common non-native plant species found along Wisconsin roadways. But the Milwaukee-based group Citizens Allied for Sane Highways, or CASH, says the State Transportation Department isn't doing much to control the invasives. Group spokesperson Gretchen Schult says the plants are spreading onto nearby lands.
These are a major threat. This isn't weeds like you think of dandelions. This is stuff that will crowd out plants and crowd out crops and absolutely kill them.
Schult admits she can't prove that all of the invasives spreading onto nearby private property are coming from the roadsides, but she says it's common sense that some are doing so. CASH opposes freeway expansion in Milwaukee, and Schult says instead of building so many new roads, the state ought to fully maintain existing ones. State Highway Operations Director Dave Veith says the DOT has never really had its own invasive species program. He admits the department has cut back on controlling noxious weeds.
The department really had no choice but to adjust its programming to the amount of money that's been provided to us in the budget. And over the last couple of decades, resources provided to operate and maintain the highway system, the state highway system, have been declining.
Veith says the DOT is part of a state invasive species task force and would like to do more with volunteer groups or other state agencies to go after invasive plants. Last week, Governor Doyle announced efforts to target aquatic invasives, and the group CASH says Doyle should look along the road, too. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.